Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're in our five-part series focusing on the individual Tuolumne County supervisors. On this show, we're focusing on District 1, and we're joined on the telephone by Board Chair Sherry Brennan, who represents District 1. And Supervisor Brennan, next thing I want to ask you about, as COVID-19, as Board Chair, you have been kind of front and center on that issue as well. Has there been some regional planning efforts that you have been involved with as Board Chair?
Yeah, there certainly has. There's a lot of efforts that have been underway. And so I would start, locally through the Office of Emergency Services with the declaration. We have our local coordinated partners, but in that coordination, we also have the different agencies, that are different jurisdictions within the county. We're having conversations, sharing information, sharing what we need, how we can help each other, and trying to bring, different components into that conversation. So we have Cole Press was in that with regards to what our business community needs, our tribal partners, our city partners, Forest Service, BLM, a number of different agencies. And so we do talk regularly, and that's an important piece so that we can continue to support and help each other. And then I participate on a regional meeting once a week, and it's the Yosemite Gateway Partners, and that is comprised of Madera, Mariposa, Tuolumne, and Mono counties, and then Yosemite National Park, the Stanislaus National Forest, and other cooperators. And again, it's a chance to both look for opportunities to support each other, and then also when we're talking to the state of California, and we've had a couple of opportunities where we have done this, and I'll get to a couple of specifics in a minute, but if we can agree, we have a much stronger voice when we talk from four counties as opposed to just Tuolumne County. And so we have on a number of occasions actually done that and generated letters. And one that I would point to is when we were trying to come out of the lockdown. And, at that point in time, our four counties collectively were very, our numbers were indicative of we were not on the monitoring list. Why a couple of us flirted precariously close to it, we were not on it. And so we spoke as a group trying to get some expedited opportunity for some of our businesses that could operate and open up to provide that opportunity. And I think collectively as a group, promoting that and promoting that same message helped us. One of the pieces that most recently was really challenging, and again, we have said this as a group out loud to the governor, it's very problematic when the state of California comes out on a Thursday or a Friday with some new scenario for implementation on Monday. And so we, in working with the state of California, we have really tried to express the need for a more coordinated effort, giving counties need some time to, a lot of this needs a new health order to come out, or there is so much direction associated with some of the new guidance. It takes some amount of time just to try and decipher what that guidance is and what it will mean for folks, that are living in the area and also visiting the area. So we did collectively reach out to the state, and I'm hoping that they will really be looking at that. And I would say this four-tiered system that just recently was rolled out is an example of something that was very, very, very complicated and very difficult to get in place, and yet people are rightfully wanting to have the answers and know the implications of what that means as quickly as possible, and certainly understandably so. So just a couple examples of how that partnership has moved messaging forward. And then also with that, Dr. Sarjanko has been really helpful in getting some guidance from UC Merced. We have some folks from the university that participate and are helping with some explanations, if you will, around some of what is released from the state with different topics. So incredibly challenging and a moving target for local governments. And front and center is our awareness and understanding of our folks, you know, people, businesses are people, and people are really suffering through this. And I personally know of a number of businesses that have gone out of business that were trying to hang on and simply are no longer in business. And so it's real. And how do we try and facilitate some assistance for them? And remembering that we, you know, need to help our vulnerable population. And again, I'd get back to the partnerships. Because they're so key. You know, we do have a number of seniors in this community, and from day one, folks have stepped up. Area 12 Agency on Aging, Commission on Aging, have been instrumental in helping get programs in place for our seniors, and those are still ongoing since March. So, there's a tremendous amount of compassion in this community, and again, it is really instrumental in our success. And I will say that, knock on wood, it's taken a lot of partners, but our numbers have, you know, we did not get on the state monitoring list, and I hope that we continue to be successful in keeping our numbers lower. And certainly we don't want to see any deaths. I'm not saying that. But if I look back to some of the initial projections, I think I was reading projections that were coming from the state that were suggesting that Tuolumne County would see 500 deaths. So I am thankful that we are nowhere near that. And again, certainly the three deaths that we have had are, I feel tremendously for those families, and I am not minimizing them in any respect, but I am also thankful that we have not seen anywhere near the 500 that I was reading original projections on.
Need to take one more break. During these first two segments, we've been talking about a lot of the regional issues facing Tuolumne County. And during this next segment, we're going to focus on more of the hyperlocal with District 1 with Supervisor Sherry Brennan. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.